Bitcoin gold correlation going to zero, Ethereum passing the 100-year test, and Solana ETF by Morgan Stanley. That and more in the Crypto Talk this week.
This show is brought to you by SwissQuote.
This video is not a financial advice.
In this week's episode, we'll talk about Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Solana, but excuse the view, I am currently in the Alps enjoying a bit of snow, hence why you're getting this video with a bit of lower quality, but that doesn't change the fact that crypto is running 24/7, and we will discuss how this week has turned out. So first of all, let's talk about this new report here. Essentially, the report is called Digital Asset OTC Market 2025 by Wintermute. And the interesting part here is that a lot of investors have been selling their Bitcoin and Ether since 2022 for altcoins. That has essentially changed in October 2025 when we've had the 10th of October crash. And essentially since then, the classical retail investor has moved towards Bitcoin and Ethereum. So this fleeing towards safety, this safe haven of Bitcoin and Ethereum, we only knew this type of safe haven from safe currencies such as the Swiss franc, for example, or even the US dollar. But in the crypto world, Bitcoin and Ethereum are considered a safe haven currency because they are actually the only two currencies that have survived this long. But it also shows that the altcoin appetite currently is much, much lower than in the previous years. And the October crash showed us why. Most altcoins, or a lot of altcoins, have been decimated in this time period. And now retail investors are slowly coming back also because the Bitcoin price is slowly rising again. And one of those reasons could be the Bitcoin gold correlation, which is pointing at around a 50% increase of Bitcoin towards March. Because if we look at the cycle fractals of the last years, we can clearly see that this cycle looks very much like the 2020 and the 2021 cycle. And afterwards, we've had the crazy run from Bitcoin here from around 20,000 to around 70,000. Now, if we compare this to the 2024 cycle with 2026, we can also again see we've seen this accumulation phase, the pre-bull phase, and the actual bull run, which is essentially the start now and going towards $150,000. That is because the Bitcoin gold correlation has turned essentially, or is going towards negative. And if it turns negative, usually after this type of situation happens, we are seeing a strong increase in the Bitcoin price. Some people are again saying around 50% of increase in the coming months up until March. So that would mean from January till March, we would get a very nice bull run. Whether that is the case or not, of course, depends on many factors, but currently it is quite well looking. One other reason could also be the crypto treasury buying, because the buying is currently outpacing the Bitcoin mining, and actually it is outpacing it 3-1. In the last 6 months, 260,000 Bitcoin have been bought, 3 times the amount that has been mined, and Strategy is holding around 60% of all corporate holdings. And that just shows you that even if the market is going down or sideways, companies like Strategy or Bitmine actually buying instills some kind of confidence in the bigger investor. So that is, at least for us, a good sign that we are going towards a very interesting part here of the Bitcoin phase. Because if this buying, if this corporate buying keeps on existing, then we might get into this interesting squeeze, or actually supply squeeze situation, where the Bitcoin rises much, much faster than we've anticipated. And if we look at the chart, first time here, also on the daily chart, it looks phenomenal, because this is the first time in a long time that we've broken the range here. We went towards this part that I've drawn around 96,000. We're now have kind of finished this retest already, and now we might go towards 100,000. So this looks very, very good. I want to see this on the weekly chart actually hold up. So the upper part of the range should hold up. So above 94,282 should hold up when we're talking about the weekly chart. And if this holds up, then I think $100,000 is actually in play in the coming 1 to 2 weeks. And then it's make or break for Bitcoin. Because if we're moving towards 104, we might see a new all-time high. If we're going down again, we might see some short squeezes coming up as well. So quite the interesting move here right now. You can probably long this until 100K if this kind of retest works over the week as well. Now let's talk about Ethereum, because Ethereum must pass the walkaway test, or others call it the Bahamas test, in order to endure 100 years. Topics like quantum resistance, scalable architecture, and better block building, this type of elements have to be fulfilled in order for Ethereum to pass this walkaway test. Now, Vitalik Buterin specifically is talking about this type of test because he's saying this type of network cannot be dependent on technological changes or on single people actually working on the platform itself. It has to be not a single person. It has to be kind of this community aspect, but at the same time, the foundation has to be so strong for it to work 100 years. Now, currently with Ethereum, that's not the case. Quantum resistance is a huge topic, not just for Ethereum, but also for Bitcoin. So we might actually see some developments in the coming months there as well. Now, quantum resistance is another topic because some people are saying it's only 3 to 5 years away and others are saying it's 30 to 50 years away. So we'll see who is going to be right about this one. Again, with the chart, again, a very nice looking chart actually. We're going towards 3.6. If we can even close this on the weekly, I would be very happy and I would long this around from 3.6 to around $4,000. Right now, again, we just broke this upper part of the bigger part of the range, especially if you kind of increase this part, and the retest has already happened. Kinda broken as well, so not looking that good to be honest compared to Bitcoin, but this is still very possible in reachable terms to for Ethereum to be reaching $3,600. Now last but not least, let's talk about Morgan Stanley, a bank we have not talked about that much because they are seeking regulatory approval to launch ETFs, specifically not just Bitcoin ETFs, but also Solana ETFs. Morgan Stanley is going towards crypto trading with a bang, also offering custody and potentially even wallet services. And that just shows you the institutionals are positioning themselves for a long-term trade. While retail investors have been selling Bitcoin and Ethereum, especially in the last couple of weeks, the institutionals kept on buying and kept the price quite strong. Now, if we move to Solana, we can see even Solana is going towards the upper part of the range, exactly what we want to see. Because as soon as this breaks, retests once again, we will probably catapult towards $250 fairly soon. Of course, take some profits along the way because after I think around 146, you can probably take profit at around 170, 190, around 210, and then towards 250 once again. So that was it from the crypto talk from the Alps here. I wish you a great week. We'll see each other next week once again from the office and have a good one.
Trading and investing carry risks, including capital loss. CFDs and digital assets are volatile and not suitable for everyone. Swissquote assumes no responsibility for accuracy or losses from its use. Products and services are offered only where legally permitted.